Blog Talk Radio.
Calm down, y'all. It's a beautiful day outside, and some people up north, it's probably snowing and some storms going on, but rather than that, you know, we're all doing good, and God's blessing us all, and we're all very thankful for that today. I got quite a bit to come to talk with y'all today, and the subject today is the heaven within, the heaven inside of you, the heaven inside of you. We're going to talk about when Jesus and the Christ comes within you and sets up his kingdom inside of you. Not only the kingdom in heaven, but the kingdom of heaven is set up within inside of you, where you have a peaceful place to come and sit and meditate and stay in. Because when the Holy Spirit is set up camp inside of you, he's there to bring comfort during these hard and trials in your life. There's a place you can go. The people that does not have the complete Holy Spirit has not been awakened yet. They don't have this. They keep on running through their mind and all the troubles and stuff. But when Christ, when you accept Christ and he brings the Holy Spirit within you, he sets up camp inside your heart. You have somewhere to go during the time and turmoil during your life. And there's a lot of folks has that, and they're very, very, very grateful for that. I have that. A lot of other folks have that. But Christ is as like Jesus's or God's cell phone that's set up inside of your heart. You can communicate with him anytime you want to, anytime you feel the need, and you need to sit in his presence. Just go within there into your heart where he set up camp and sit there with him. But today, it was Thursday, the Holy Spirit spoke to me and gave me some words for y'all for this radio show today. I actually wrote a little page and a half that he was just revealing to me, and I'm going to read that to you today. And I was actually just walking into my meditation room. My wife was on the computer, and all of a sudden it hit me. It just started coming through my mind, and I knew when the Holy Spirit spoke, and because he's done this before. It don't happen all the time. It's very rare, but for this show, I was like, God, please help me with this show. I need some more information. All of a sudden, I started feeling this download and this information coming, and I'm like, I need to get a notebook and a piece of paper. I need to start writing this down. So I wrote y'all a little something down from the Holy Spirit he wants to share with y'all today. It's very important, and it should be eye-opening for your spiritual growth and your spiritual path. And I'm going to start with the daily word for today that I picked. The daily word is, I appreciate the beauty of life. I appreciate the beauty of life. Often I say thank you automatically as a potential response for a gift or kindness. Yet at times I may forget to be grateful for the highest gifts of spirit. As I take a moment now to open my heart to the divine life within and around me, I feel profound appreciation. The sparrow's song is not just beautiful, it is music in my life. Painted sky at the dawn and at dusk is art in the world. My sense are channels for the inflowing of God's gift. At acts of grace and miracles of life become apparent as I observe from my heart and appreciate the various ways God provides and expresses. Application heightens and awareness is abundant all around me. So what this is actually saying is all the little simple things in your life, be appreciated about these things. It's like the smile of your child when you pick her up. I was doing that this morning when I picked up my child to take her to breakfast. I was just appreciating the smile and the little laugh that she, gave out when I picked her up because she was so happy that her dad's got the carrier. And I actually appreciated that. I try to appreciate every little single thing that goes on in my life that I could forget, that I could overlook. Dealing with your own everyday problems, you overlook the gifts that God has already given you, your car, your children, your husband, your wife. Appreciate every time, all the moments you have with them. Because as you know, time is short here on this earth. And God loves you so much that he gave these beings to you. He gave these beings that he reflects through. He's living through these folks. He's living through your children. He's experiencing through your children. He's experiencing through your wife. He's experiencing through your husband. So as it says biblically, Jesus says, when you look at your brother, you're looking at me. Whatever you've done to him, you do unto me. Because you are doing upon him, because he's living through that person. He's experiencing. A lot of people saying, well, no, he's a bad person. God ain't through him. Yes, he is. He's experiencing through everyone. Even though they don't see God within themselves, they don't see it because they have closed off their consciousness because they're living through their brain that has them in control. God is still looking through them. No matter whether it's out of control or whatever, he's still seeing what they're doing and what you're doing. So never forget this. God is aware of everything that's going on. Even in animals, he could look through their eyes. So he's aware through all of his creation. And he's letting you enjoy all of his creation. Even a lot of people don't appreciate it, But he is aware of everything. So always love your family. Love your loved one. Love your children. You know, love the little things that you normally, you know, forget about. Love their laugh. Love how they play. Love how they say mama or daddy. Just enjoy those precious moments, and that's always the biggest thing right there. But the biblical thing they had in the daily word is, whatever it is, whatever is true, whatever is horrible, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, think of these things, Philippians. So all these different experiences is gifts, bad, good, and ugly. They're all experiences, and they're all something that we're learning from, the bad, good, and the ugly. They all come at one time. When the bad leaves, something good comes. We might have a death in our family, and before you know it, you know, somebody in our family has had a child to replace that. It might be an aunt, it might be a niece, but there's a child put into that family somewhere or another. So, you know, God is always changing our lifestyles, because they're only here for a season. Things change, and then another season starts of your life. And everybody's in your life for a season. When their season is done, it's time for them to leave, and it's time for another season to start. But you're learning, and God is experiencing. He created his creation. He knows what it's all about. He knows the details, but he's experiencing through us and loving us through Jesus and through the Holy Spirit, and sent the Holy Spirit to help us on our path. And that's something very dear to each and every one of us. We need the Holy Spirit to help guide us. I ask you to accept Christ, any chance you get, to come into your life and to open the whole new world to you that you never saw before. I really encourage this. Even if you're unity, even if you're spiritual, you know, accept the Christ, the divine Christ, in your life. However you want to accept him, just accept him, where you can set up camp and open up your true divine childhood. A lot of people talk about, you know, I am a child of God. You don't know that. You say that, and you think that, but you really, really, truly don't know that until that key of the Holy Spirit has turned that on. Words are cheap, but the work of God is what you know, is counted a lot. Because once you have that Christ, divine Christ, to turn that on, you experience the love and the beauty of the world and the beauty that God has for you and the peace that's within you. So I always encourage that. I'm going to go ahead and read the words that the Holy Spirit spoke to me, or actually downloaded in me, and I'm going to let you soak in these words and see what kind of meaning it has for you. It normally has different meanings for everybody, and it also has a meaning for me. Okay, the Holy Spirit was talking about the heaven inside. He told me, he said, it is the light in you, the spark of God that you are. When you see this, you know it's true. So he's saying, when you see this spark in you, you realize this spark, you know it's the true part of God. It's like a peace that is always there, that never goes away, that's true. Just believe, you know, and you will see. It's there. And he leaves a little P.S. and tells me, he says, never forget your truth. See what you are and know this is. Okay, see if we get any more here. Here's buddy. Okay. That's all I had wrote. And it says, never forget your truth. See what you are and know this. See what you are and know this. So I'm going to repeat this again. It is the light in you, the spark of God that you are. When you see this, you know it's true. It's like a peace that is always there, that never goes away, that's true. Just believe, you know, and you will see it's there. And he says, P.S., never, never forget your truth. See what you are and know this. And that's right from the lips of the Holy Spirit. No books, nothing I've read. It was what was downloaded to me to give to y'all today. So that's the word for y'all today. And I'm going to go right into the Holy Spirit interpretation of the New Testament. I was giving some stuff out of here to read, too. It's talking about the book of Luke. It says, this book was written in love and given blessings of true discovery. In this way, the book is filled with opportunities for discovery. We may open up to this power and discover our truth together. Each one comes to the awareness of truth that where he is, so where he is where you must begin to learn. There is no shame in his starting point, wherever that the starting point seems to be. The book of Luke begins with the story of ordinary people at different points in their lives. They have been judged as good by the writer of the Bible. But this judgment is irrelevant, for it is their goodness that made them worthy of the Holy Spirit. Others could be judged as unworthy. This is impossible. Each one is worthy. Each one has received the Holy Spirit. There is no difference among men. All are loved and precious. All are cared for and received guidance. All are called to return to Lord. So what it's saying is that we're all called to go to see God, to find God, to bring his Christ consciousness within us. We're all called for this. Ain't none of us any better than the other. The form of their calling and their path may seem different, but its purpose is the same. So their path, they might go to any different church, but their path is the same. They're all trying to find the cross within. They're all trying to find Christ. But they're all trying to do it in many different ways. And sooner or later, they're led to the right way that they need to find the divine in their life. You are the treasure that is sought. Everything is complete in God. The Holy Spirit is born in you. His kingdom is within your awareness. For his kingdom is your kingdom. So his kingdom is your kingdom because he created the kingdom for you and for us, what he created that kingdom for. And the special kingdom that he created within you is specially for you, for no one else but for you. When he's created that heaven within your heart, when you ask him to come within you and to turn on your divine childhood, you wanted to be aware of that. Okay, his kingdom is your kingdom. You dear ones, you are the one. Together, we will learn this lesson. Amen. Listen and follow through the key of discovery of blessings that are already there. This is what the symbol through this story. So what it's talking about, the whole symbol of Jesus' birth is a symbolizing of when you're going through your spiritual awakening, the birthing of your divine childhood. So you've got to be ready for your divine childhood to start. It's like when you're a teenager, you're so caught up in the world and you're wanting the better things of life and this and that. Then when you get older, it might start when you're a childhood. You might be craving God and really want to get to know God better and open your divine childhood. Altogether, I mean, truth to be told, you are a divine child no matter what you think you are, whether you went to Christ or whatever. You are a child of God no matter what. But to be aware of it, you've got to claim it. You've got to claim it. You've got to say, we came down here to experience, to find ourselves, right? Okay, we came down here to find ourselves. Christ came down this earth to be the master, to be the spiritual brother, to have the key of the Holy Spirit to turn us on to see what we are, to turn on the whole spiritual awakening process. The cross, all that did that. And when we found him, when we find him, he comes within us. We ask him, say, hey, we are tired of all this karma and all this. Can you please come within us and give us our God's written, you know, childhood that we deserve. And he's like, sure, and he gives it to you, and the grace comes in and cleans it all out. Sometimes it may take a little longer. Sometimes it might happen all of a sudden. It varies for each person. But we're all designed to be full children of God. We might not know it. We might not want to admit it, but we all are designed to be complete child of God. We are always, everything is a child and a being of that God has created. But a lot of the humans don't know this. We don't understand this. And that's why we need, you know, Jesus to to come within us and to turn that childhood on. And that's accepting Him, accepting the Holy Spirit, and then we have our divine rights completely open. And after you learn that divine right, nothing can change that. Once you have that connection to your big brother, Jesus, He's always there for you. No matter what trouble you're in, He's there to get you out. You might not hear Him all the time, but He's always around the corner with one eye on you, seeing what you're doing. But His Holy Spirit that He given you. And each Holy Spirit could be a little different because we're all got different personalities. So your Holy Spirit might be a little different than other persons, but it all knows the truth. A lot of folks say, well, you know, I was listening to this the other day about we've got to know the Ten Commandments inside and out. When Christ comes within you, he tattoos those laws on your heart. The law of obedience, the law of love, the law of loving your brothers and sisters. All these laws that was in the Ten Commandments that was basically given about the Ten Commandments. Okay. And another thing I was wanting to throw in there, you know, we all came into this body knowing about, you know, some negative things and doing some negative things, but the spirit within us was always pure. It's just the body had no idea. The spirit of God has got to teach this form, this mind about the spirit within it. It's got to be taught to love as the spirit within it, where the spirit within us can activate and fully control this body, because this body doesn't know all of this. It's been programmed with our parents' DNA. It's been programmed with our moms, with our mom and grandparents and ancestors' DNA, that all the crazy things that their bodies did is programmed in us. And that's why it takes the Holy Spirit and all that to try to open it up, where the Spirit of God is actually running the show, that it's having a hard time to understand it, to control this show or control this body, to have more control over it. Because if the mind and the body gets out of control, you know, the person gets into drugs, they get into all type of sinful things, then it ends up killing the body. So when the soul is fully taken over the body, the pure part of God, it lives, it lasts longer than what it's supposed to be. So that's one of the reasons why you want to get connected to God fully. You want to get in control of your body, get in control of your mind. Love God. So all that love you have for God, the grace helps you control your body and mind, where you can live a good life and love your family and stay around with your family for a very long time. Because if you don't, the mind, the body is created to dispose of itself. Darkness and all that wants to dispose of this. But the light of God wants it to live. It wants it to experience. It wants to experience through you. But it can't once you turn God off or you push it down. That's one reason why Christ came down here. He saw all the problems we was having. Our big brother saw this. He's like, I'm going to help my brothers and sisters out. So he came down and did what he did to help us out. And we accept him, and he gives you the Holy Spirit. And they say you have the Holy Spirit. You have a spirit within you, but it ain't the teacher that will teach you. You've got to have the teacher to come within you, and you've got to be willing to accept it. If you want to ride the ride of karma and all this other stuff, that's fine too, and that ride ain't too fun, and sometimes you don't live too long when you do that. But if you want to live a long and prosperous life and a happy life, you know, accept Christ, accept the Holy Spirit, and see what happens. And when that heaven is put within you, and your times of trouble and things going on in your life, you got a place to go that's peace, a place to go you can meditate and feel the peace of God within there at all times. Not just when you bought a new car and you feel that happy feeling, and then after the car's got old, you're back depressed and mad again. It's even when you're going through them hard times with your family members, life is getting on your nerves, the kids getting, you go to that peace. You go to that peace, and it calms you. It calms you. It lets you know what's going on. But that's all the things there. And that's one thing I was going to talk about, is the heaven within you, the heaven that you also got the key to up in the spiritual realm. But also when Jesus died on the cross, he died for that heaven to be put within you, to be put within man. Because as I was saying before, and as a lot of ministers are saying, once you was born again, you would disappear because you're going to heaven upstairs. You go, ta-da, you'd be zoomed up like Star Trek. But no, he died for that piece of heaven to be put within you. Everybody has really, really received the Holy Spirit and been born again. They experience this peace of love over them all the time. All the time they feel this love and peace. And this love and peace is because heaven was set up within their heart. And this love and peace has changed them. Okay? It's what everybody wants. They want that love and peace to change them. And when God sets up shop in your heart, that's when things, you know, change. But today what I'm going to do, I'm going to give everybody a time right now. I've said this in some of my other prayers. And if you want to accept the Christ, accept Yeshua, your Christ. And Christ, Yeshua is just the name of the Christ that everybody knows and sees. If you want to accept him now, you can. If you want that peace to come over your life, you want that heaven set up within inside you, we can do this right now. Only thing you need to do is just pray. Just put your hands together and say, Lord Jesus, I ask you to come within me now. I hand my life over to you because God designed this body for you. You are me. You are me. I've put myself off for so very long. I give my sins, my karma, all the negative things in my life to you, Lord Jesus. And I thank you for the cross. I thank you for you coming down here and doing all this stuff for me and becoming a realized being where you can come with inside me and set up shop and live within me. Lord Jesus, I ask you to come. Put the Holy Spirit within me. I accept you now, Jesus. I accept you now. And when you pray this prayer, I guarantee you that he'll come to say, Lord Jesus, I accept you into my life. I accept you as my Savior. I accept you as my teacher. I can't take this no more. I need you to come within my life and set upon my heart. I thank you for this. I give you all my sins, all my karma. I accept you to live within me for now and forever. I ask you to guide me and send me your Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. If everybody just said these two different prayers here, it's a little different for each one. Everybody wants, you know, has their own way. I just gave you two different ones. But you can say that as I was saying it or play back the radio broadcast if you wish. And when you said this, Jesus has just came into your heart, came into your life. He will guide you. And whichever way he needs to guide you, he will. And I ain't going to tell you to go whatever different church, whatever. It's your own path. He knows your path, and he will guide you through your path. But he put a protection around you where all the negative and karma stuff won't come and affect you as it did. I had a friend of mine that accepted Christ within her life. All the things that happened in her life stopped when she accepted. But today I want to thank you all for coming and listening to my radio show. I hope this helped y'all in some way. And I appreciate y'all listening. Please share the news about the show. If you had any healings during the show, if the Holy Spirit has helped y'all in any way, ask y'all go to Healing Light on Facebook. It should be underneath the show's thing on Blog Talk. And just go there and leave a little comment if you wish. If you had any healing or anything happening in your life from this show that's actually helped you, just leave a little comment and tell more people about the show. I'd say God bless y'all. Y'all have a great week, and I hope I see y'all next week. See y'all next week. Thank you all. Bye.